Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this Martin Luther King Jr. three-day weekend. It's our first live show. Last week was not live. Last week, Sean and I taped the show prior to the week. We were all had ourselves so confused. We didn't know if we were coming and going. Join us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Yeah, we did a good job, but it was all over.
We did, because it was recorded out of order.
Yeah, that's so the hard part.
That's what really kind of put it.
Yeah, I do not like recording. I love the live. The live is good for me. I think if I were just recorded the radio show every week and played it, I don't think I'd still be doing it going into my 14th year, because it's not as fun.
No, it's not.
No.
The live is always better.
Yeah, there's no spontaneity that, I don't know, it's just kind of weird. And we record the guests. Anyway, we were here last week. It was a new show, but this is our first live show of 2017. I was in Scottsdale, Arizona last week. I was helping some friends out with their golf tournament, the Scottsdale Open. And I have to admit to everyone, Sean, even you, I did not miss that. For some reason, I just was so immersed in what I was doing. I had a great time.
That's good. That's very, very good.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I knew the show was on the air, so I was fine with it. Everything was good. It was a new show. But it was one of those weekends where I just had a great time. But I'm happy to be back. So we are back. And, of course, lots of things going on here in the Coachella Valley. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey for our donuts. I had that terrible cold, too, going around. I still have the aftermath of that. And everybody, everywhere you look, because I think the contagious part of this virus, because the doctors say there's nothing that you can do for it. They can't do anything for it. But the contagious part is in the beginning when you're not really sure that you have it.
Right.
That's when you get a sneeze every now and then, a little bit of a sore throat.
Don't quite feel right.
Yeah, but you think, well, you know, I'm okay, and you're out and about, and then it becomes this horrible head cold or chest cold or whatever, and you're coughing, and it's pretty gross. But I had that, not as bad as a lot of people. I was really lucky. Went to the Tournament of Roses Parade. I mentioned that on our taped show, which was freezing. It was so cold.
That was a cold day.
It was cold, but I sat in the same row with our winners, so that was fun. Yeah, I met. It's Angie and her sister Michelle. I think it was Angie that I met. I so apologize for this, but sat next to me, and John and his sister were down the way, and it was a lot of fun. But it was cold. But the floats were so beautiful. So we did that. Let's see. I did that. I went to Scottsdale in the last couple weeks. I drove through Quartzsite mapping out the trip, how we're going to do that. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on the show, the upcoming Quartzsite bus trip, that day trip. A new segment of Traveling with Françoise came on.
I've tried to watch it, and I can't watch it yet. I keep recording the wrong thing.
Oh, okay. Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30.
No, I know what I did wrong, but what sucks is that I don't know what I do wrong until after the fact.
Oh, after you
turn
do
it
wrong.
On,
okay.
And I'm seeing some chiropractor.
Shame
or something.
You, Sean. And then there's been this big thing about DirecTV and KSQ. And this happened before. If I recall, this happened a couple of years ago. They finally worked it out.
Yeah, with Time Warner. Time Warner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
back and forth.
And now I guess that they're going to cut out DirecTV. That was getting KESQ and all the local stations. They're not getting it now until they all figure out something. I'm not sure what they're. I think it all has to do with the amount of. I'm sure money's involved, but it's also the amount of programming that each one picks up.
Right.
You know, they only have so much space and what. So anyway, that's an issue, but nothing we can do about that. But anyway, new Traveling with Françoise is out. It's already working on the next one coming up, which I think I think I'm going to go around the Salton Sea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do one of those gloom and doom things about the sea, how you can none of that stuff. I'm going to go and point out some of the fascinating attractions there are to see around the sea.
I've heard that. I've heard there's a lot of
Yeah, and, I mean, it's a quirky, it's a fun, it's a good day trip to just go and drive around. Yeah. And also I'm going to point out the agriculture that people don't even realize what's out there. So that's what I have decided on. So I'm going to start working on that. Today's show, though, we're going to see what's going on with Kittyland Rescue Center in the first hour. Plus, we have prizes to give away. and all sorts of information of stuff that's going on. And then the second hour, Randy George, he is the owner of Latigo Dude Ranch, where I've been twice, in Kremlin, Colorado. He's going to be calling in to talk about, it's snowing up there, it's a winter wonderland. However, before you know it, summer's going to be here. Yeah.
It's quick.
Summer will be here. And that's when these dude ranches, I mean, people are booking now for summer. They want to make sure they have the week that they want to go. So we're going to talk to Randy George about that. And just beautiful up there. Speaking of winter, rain, have we been not loving this rain? We don't get very many rainy days here in the Coachella Valley where we just sort of lock ourselves in. And
I'm not a rain fan. I just am not. I know it's good for us. I know.
Everything's so clean.
I know, but I grew up in the rain. I moved away from the rain. I don't want to see it anymore.
Well,
I do know we need it.
I loved it. I just had my car washed, so I kept it in the garage the whole time and drove the truck around, but because I didn't want to get it all wet. But no, I just loved it because how clean everything is now. All that sand, when I go over to KESQ in the morning on Saturdays for the travel segment, and in fact, I was there yesterday, usually the streets are just covered with sand.
Right.
There's sand everywhere. Mounds of sand, no matter how hard they try to clean it. There is sand from the wind that constantly blows through over there in Thousand Pumps. There's no sand, none anywhere. Everything was all clean. And it just, and the golf courses are beautiful. Career Builder Challenge coming. Hopefully no rain next weekend.
And it smells good.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like the entire Coachella Valley had a washing. So this makes me think, I bet we have some beautiful flowers.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be
coming up in the spring with all this rain.
Oh, yeah. And that's funny because that's the talk of the town. I've heard somebody else talk about that, too.
The flowers, yeah, because the last couple of years has been drought. What we've been seeing really basically is weeds during the spring. Not too many spring flowers around here. But I think this spring we're going to have beautiful flowers.
And we're not even done with the rain.
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain again this week.
I know. I'm hoping I'll just hold off long enough for the Career Builder Challenge to get through because they're working so hard. Nick Raffaele, the new executive director, doing such a great job. Fits in the tantrums. They have a concert going Saturday night, and that's with your admission ticket. It's a free concert. You just buy a ticket to go to any one of the venues, and you can get in. You just go over to Stadium Course and the concert. So I do have tickets today. I have passes for two, any day, any course. This is an $80 value for the Career Builder Challenge. We also have Palm Springs Aerial Tramway passes, and also have Cabot's Pueblo Museum passes, admission passes. So that's what we have on the show today, prizes today. Today's show is presented by McDonald's because we're loving it. In fact, after we come back from the break, well, no, I can do a little bit of this now, but I think I was holding off on that. I'll tell you about a movie coming up about McDonald's. Yesterday on KESQ Channel 3 TV, I was there. We drew the winner for the Pismo Beach trip. And that went to Patricia from La Quinta. Patricia Spanier, I think her last name is, from La Quinta. So congratulations to her. And what do we have? I have a little bit of news I wanted to tell you before we go to break. This weekend is Martin Luther King weekend, Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration. Monday's a day off. There's no mail, no banks open on Monday, tomorrow. Just remember that. But Burtek never said anything about no trash pickup, so I assume there's trash pickup.
I don't know. I've screwed that up the last 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah, you...
my trash, I keep screwing up.
Oh, you forget. Yeah, well, pretty soon you're going to be out of room.
It was Christmas and New Year, so I was out of room.
Oh, you were out of room. Yeah. And my recycle is always full. So that is... Yeah. But I gather I didn't get any notice, so trash is tomorrow. There's a pickup. Now, today there's a 1:30 celebration of life. Church of St. Paul in the desert. That is in Palm Springs on El Alameda. That is at 1:30. They have a keynote speaker, which is a local performance by singer Keisha D. And they have a scheduled keynote speaker, Palm Springs Police Captain Walter Combs and Hannah Wright, president of the Palm Springs High School Association student body. They will be today talking about Martin Luther King Jr. And today that will be a celebration of life for Martin Luther King Jr. That's today. Tomorrow there is the Martin Luther King Commemorative Committee, along with the City of Desert Hot Springs, the Community Cultural Affairs Commission, and Boy Scout and Girl Scout Troop 1606 will hold a peace and unity walk at 10 a.m. in the parking lot of the Desert Hot Springs City Hall. So that is tomorrow at 10 a.m. So you might want to partake in that. All right. Also, here's some other news I want to tell you about. Palm Springs, they are seeking volunteers to help with the homeless count. The city of Palm Springs has issued a call for volunteers to participate in Riverside County's homeless count, a one-day survey of the local homeless population in Palm Springs. The countywide point-in-time homeless count and subpopulation survey is set for January 24th. They will attempt to catalog the county's daily sheltered and unsheltered homeless population. The count, again, will take place on January 24th at the Palm Springs Police Department Police Training Center. That's where they're going to start all this. Volunteers must complete a mandatory two-hour training session prior to the count. And I'm going to put this information on the Traveling with Francois website, but it's says here, if you go to riversidehomelesscounts.com, the website there, there will be all the information. I think this is a volunteer. I don't know if there's any pay involved in this. I don't see this anywhere in the article. But find out, and if you are just interested in helping out, I'm sure they could use your help. Also, Riverside County, the fair will be here before we know it. The fair is going to be here February 17th through 26th. Ah, already. And they're looking for people to fill these positions. They need employees, and they have several positions open. And this is for the Riverside County Fair National Date Festival. They have a website. It's really, really long. I think it's easier if you just visit datefest.org, look for employment. But I will get this up on the website, too, and you can go to that and see. Perhaps you might want to work at the Date Festival for just, what is it, 10 days or something like that. So close to 10 days. That would be fun to be going to the fair every day. And Disneyland, they're giving Southern California residents a break. Well, yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. Southern California residents are being offered the discounted 3-day admission prices to Disney's Anaheim theme parks just in time for the return of the Main Street Electrical Parade. It's coming back. They took it away after 20 years. After the Electrical Parade, after a 20-year Disneyland absence. No, that hasn't been gone for 20 years. No way. That's a mistake. No, because they just took that away, if I recall, a couple years ago.
Maybe I hit a zero there.
I think 2 years sounds about right. It's not 20 years. But now through May 22nd, 3-day tickets are available for $149 to visit one of the two parks each day, or $189 for a park hopper pass that allows unlimited entry into Disneyland and California Adventure on each of those 3 days. So non-discounted admission for anyone 10 and older starts at $97.50 per day. So it looks like they're bringing back the Main Street Electrical Parade after a couple years of it being gone. And you have to have a valid ID that shows that you actually live in California or Northern Baja California. So now's the time to go.
Yeah, it's still expensive.
It is a lot, though. $100 a person.
And then, you know, it's like $30 for a soda.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the thing. They get in there. You get in there. You don't want to leave. And then you do have to pay all those high prices for everything.
Name is Jasmine, so it's on everything.
Oh, yeah. So she'll want all the Jasmine stuff. Yeah. And it's hard because once you're in there, you almost get that mentality. And I think that's what happens when you're at Disneyland and some of these places. We're here. I don't care. Let's just go for it.
Right.
And then you get your credit card bill.
Yeah, you get home and
you're shocked. You say, oh, no. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 and our new 101.1 FM station. But right now they're still working on signal strength and all that sort of stuff, but it is out there. So that's good news for everyone. All right. We do have two passes any day, any course, $80 value for the Career Builder Challenge. These you will have to pick up here at the station beginning on Tuesday in Palm Desert, because by the time I mail them to you, I don't know, unless you just wanted to go on the weekend or something, you were using them for them. I just always worry that that you wouldn't get them in time. So if you would like those tickets, two of them, $80 value to the Career Builder Challenge, good for any course, any day. I gave a ton of these away on the golf show yesterday. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. And remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. All right, the Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers at Alia Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. And remember, they do have a boardroom there for your use. The Gallery Ristretto is for coffee lovers, so again, check it out inside the 500. And if you need office space, is a place to go. Now, we were talking about Disneyland and all that sort of stuff. Here's something. Knott's Berry Farm, they're going to auction off memorabilia. I never say that word correctly. In March, they're having a big auction for some of the old Knott's Berry Farm stuff. Yeah, they're animatronics and other memorabilia at this auction. The Orange County Register report that the 75-year-old theme park is going to auction off more than 200 items in March at this auction, including a Model T Ford, Snoopy's Roadster. Really? Why would they give that away? Two hearses from the park's Halloween haunt and more than a dozen coin-operated player pianos, plus a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're really into collecting crazy stuff, I mean, it sounds like it'd be fun just to go to the auction and walk through all the stuff and look around. Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, is it for like a charity or?
It doesn't say. I mean, it's really vague. I think I'd have to go to the website and check it out a little bit more. All I know is that the auction is in March. And, yeah, it doesn't say a whole lot. And they're going to have more than 200 items. They show some picture, a picture of some really weird stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. But why would they get rid of Snoopy's Roadster? Isn't he part of Knott's Berry Farm anymore? I don't know. But I will do a little research and see if I can find out exactly what day this is. Because that probably would. Because they must have an opening to where you can go in and see all the stuff. You know, at all auctions let you come in and see what's going on. Okay. Now, I was talking about McDonald's. There's a movie coming out called The Founder, starring Michael Keaton. Yeah, this is going to be out probably around the 20th of January. Right now, it's in select theaters. But The Founder tells the story of Dick and Mac McDonald. Yes, there was actually McDonald people.
That movie looks good.
Yeah.
I've seen the previous one.
Oh, you have seen the previous? Yeah. And we all think that, well, where did the name McDonald's come from? Because Ray Kroc, everyone thought that Ray Kroc was the founder. He wasn't the founder.
Oh, really?
He is the guy that came in. Actually, it was Dick and Mac McDonald. They were brothers. And they started, they were the pioneers of fast food and McDonald's. And Ray Kroc came in with all his ideas. You know, he was probably the aggressive one of all of them.
Looks like it on the movie.
Yeah, and became partners. And interesting where McDonald's went from that. In fact, at one point, they didn't even want to use the McDonald's name. And they went to you, and look what happened.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Pretty amazing. So that looks like a good movie, yeah, coming out in January. Right now, they say it's at select theaters, and I guess it has been playing at a few of the film festivals along the way.
I believe that's right as well.
Yeah.
I think it is. I want to check out our film festival.
So we're going to have to go see this just so we know a little bit more about McDonald's. So it sounds very good. And Michael Keaton, he always does a good job.
I like Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I think it's just from being a kid.
Yeah, and he was one of those actors, you know, that went through a really bad time where everybody didn't like him.
When he disappeared for a long time.
Yeah. The industry gets mad at him about something, and
so
he gets mad at the industry, and they part ways, and then they came back. What was it, Birdman?
Birdman, yeah. Put him on. I didn't see it, though.
I didn't see it either. But
I heard it was really good.
Put him back on the map, and now he's in this, and they say it's really good. All right, Braille Institute, they have a lot of things going on to help you with vision loss, but they offer free weekly seminars to provide students and families with the latest updates and treatments for different eye conditions, as well as tips and techniques to help people with vision loss. Their upcoming one is on January 20th. It's called Understanding Vision Loss. Seminars run from 10 a.m. through 12 p.m. Reservations are required, and there's no fee, though. These are all free. Give them a call, 760-321-1111, or stop by in person. A Braille Institute is located on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. When you're going towards the freeway, you're going from Palm Springs towards the freeway on Ramon Road. It'll be on your right, and it's right there on a corner, Braille Institute. So take advantage of their seminars and classes that they have there. Again, they're all free. They do such a great job over at the Braille Institute. Also, Angel View's luncheon's coming up on Thursday, January 5th, 26th. Excuse me. Don't think the 5th would help you much. January 26th, Angel View Annual Fashion Show and Luncheon at Cuistot. The theme is Paris. You heard about last week on the show, so please go on over there. And remember, if you can't make the luncheon, go for all the shopping beforehand. Doors open at 10. It's a ton of fun. You're going to find some wonderful items there. A lot of the items still have the price tags on them. That's where people buy them, don't like them, they're too lazy to return them. Frankly, that's the deal. Yeah. They're too lazy to return them.
Oh, yeah.
Or they have forgot that they even had them, and they're going through their closet saying, ugh, and it might not fit them anymore.
That's one of those things. I want that problem.
You do want that problem?
I want to find stuff in my closet. I've never found anything in my closet.
Oh, you just want to find stuff in your closet.
You know exactly what I got.
I tell you what, you can come look at my closet. You're going to find a lot of stuff. Yeah, I keep the door closed. I don't even let Jack in that closet. He says, where are my clothes? I said, they're in there, dear. Don't worry about it.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So Angel View, again, their luncheon. You can buy tickets. Go to the website, angelview.org. $95 per person. This luncheon sells out every year, and it benefits Angel View and their outreach programs. And also, they help over 600 local children with disabilities and adults and their Angel View homes. So you certainly don't want to miss out on that. Renova Solar, they are having a mixer. They're holding a mixer this coming up this week over at the Renova Solar building. And I think it's for Rancho Mirage. It's the chamber mixer. But they're doing great stuff at Renova. They designed those new clips to help attach the panels on the roofs. And they lay flat. So those guys are always doing innovative things at Renova. Hanson Overhead Garage Door Service. We're going to have David Hanson on the show. He has a lot of specials going on right now. Now is the time. Tune up your garage. $69. Do it. You're going to get a $25 gift card to Shogun. Really, get it done. Your garage will be quiet. You're probably not used to a quiet garage door that opens and closes. Do it. That's Hanson's Overhead Garage Door Service. All this information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise, Command One Security. She has all the latest technology. And if you need your scissors sharpened, call Tony Quincio, Professional Sharpening Service. He does scissors, knives, all sorts of fun stuff for you. You have your favorite knives. You don't want to buy new ones. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Ann Woods from Kittyland joins us, and we're going to be talking about what they've been up to and what the season holds for them. And plus, we'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Well, there's a lot of dog lovers out there that seem to get a lot of attention. Good for you, because, I don't know, you just do, because I think you take your dogs everywhere. But there's also our feline friends that don't get quite so much as attention, but they're getting it more and more on Facebook. Joining us in studio is Ann Woods. She is the founder of Kittyland, a rescue cat and rescue facility, rehabilitate, I'm looking at your notes here, socialize, adopt, all sorts of things. Welcome back to the show, Ann.
Thank you. Thank you very much for asking me back.
Well, it's always good because, like I say, I just said it. I mean, our dogs, friend, lovers, and supporters get tons of attention. I think because they're able to take the dogs a little bit more easily to all these adoption sites and events and just put them on a leash and there they go.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Dog parks and everything.
Yeah.
Cat park would not work.
Not work, no. And kitties and cats, and they don't, you know, they get a little bit of a bad rap because people think cats are loners. Some are, but I like how cats are very self-sufficient personally. I really like that. You know, I kind of like they kind of control their own destiny, and I enjoy cats very, very much. And you founded, you and your partner, who's your...
My assistant is Jeanette Potocki.
Okay.
And bless her heart, we had started Kittyland, and she just walked in one day and wanted to know what was going on, and she has been there ever since.
And so, you know what? And that's what it takes, people that love what they're doing. Now, Kittyland Rescue Facility, tell us a little bit about, how many years have you been open?
This is now our third
okay.
year.
You're a newbie.
We are, but of course, we were originally Save-A-Pet,
mm-hmm.
and we still have some of the old cats that were there with Save-A-Pet. And we took the cats over, And we have the land. We own the land. The cats have their own land.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the middle of still refurbishing the buildings.
Right.
We hope that this will be the year, Francoise.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the year when we really get to grips with that. We just have one more item, our surveyor tells us,
mm-hmm.
To finish off the plot plan. And then hopefully we can really get going and do those big jobs that we have to do.
Now, when you talk about that, are you talking about tearing down all the walls and starting over, or it's just going inside and redoing what's structurally already there?
We have done that. We have done at the moment everything we can do without a permit.
Uh-huh. All right.
And but because it's so old, we have to bring it up to
code.
Up to code.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a new septic system. I mean, nothing romantic.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, none of it ever is. Yeah.
We need to build a new bathroom for handicapped accessible. We have the space we have some money,
mm-hmm.
and we just need now permission to get mm-hmm. started on those big things. And then we hope to make Kiddyland a destination for people who want to come and find a cat,
mm-hmm.
a cat.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped a lot this year, 195 cats and kittens adopted from us.
That's fantastic.
Year. It is for a small unit like us.
That is fantastic. And folks, we're talking to Ann Woods. She is the founder of Kiddyland Cat and Rescue Facility. And you're located in?
Desert Hot Springs.
In Desert Hot Springs.
On 18th Avenue.
On 18th Avenue. Third year. So like I say, you are a newbie. The others are kind of other nonprofits in the Valley that have been around for 30, 40 years are going, mm-hmm, yeah, okay. But it takes a while to work your way up the ranks in this Valley and to get your name out there. And I was just helping Ann during the break, just giving you some ideas on how to spread the word that you don't know about. It takes time to learn
right.
all these things.
And I think I know we are the only shelter and sanctuary specifically for cats and kittens,
mm-hmm.
just the felines yep. alone. We don't have another one. And it's desperately needed because the big shelters, Palm Springs Animal Shelter and Riverside County, just inundated with cats in the season, and they need help. So here we are.
There you are. And folks, the website is on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise right now, but it is kittylandrescue.org. And you have, of course, funds are always needed. I don't know about all these GoFundMe accounts and all this sort of stuff. I'm not sure how that even all works, so I won't get into it. But you have to have funds for the facilities, and feeding and taking care of the cats is so important.
It is. And, you know, monthly donations keep us going.
Mm-hmm.
They are our lifeblood, really.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a huge amount. Everything mounts up, you know, anything that anybody could afford. On our website, there is a donate button.
Donate button.
And we're grateful for everything and anything.
Everything. Now, let's talk about the cats that you have there now. Are most of them kittens? Are most of them adults? Give us a little bit of an overview of what you have available.
Right.
If somebody's right now saying, you know, I really would like to have a kitten or a full-grown cat.
We are kind of through the kittens season. We do have one little family. They were born at Christmas. They are out at foster at the moment.
Uh-huh.
A mummy who had five babies, and the babies are about 4 weeks old.
Oh.
So they really are tiny.
Yeah.
But they will be coming through the system, but that was probably the last family
mm-hmm.
From 2016.
Okay.
But very soon we'll be hit by the kitten season this year.
I didn't even know there was a kitten season. I thought, frankly, it was whenever.
And really, in our climate,
yeah.
there isn't really that break that uh-huh. you get where it. Obviously, you can imagine the weather on the East Coast right now.
That's true.
They will not be breeding.
Uh-huh. Now, when you get when the cats come in that you rescue, that people drop off mm-hmm. or you find, or however you manage to get all of your clients there, do you have them spayed and neutered right away or no?
Sometimes they are.
Uh-huh.
If they are an adult, we really don't have room right now for adults. We are at our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Kittens that come through, yes. And it is the law that they have to be spayed and neutered before they go out for
mm-hmm.
adoption. We also do a blood test to test for FELV, FIV, which is the serious stuff with cats. we do microchip and vaccines before they go.
Wow.
And deworming. So all that is done.
Oh, there you go. I mean, that's great right there, because I think that in itself is a little daunting for a family that would like to adopt a pet. They think, oh, I don't know if I can afford to do all these things before.
And very expensive, you know. I know the veterinary offices have to make a living, but it's very expensive if you go, you know, go through. We do get special prices, which help us.
Sure, I bet. Now, to adopt a full-grown adult cat or a kitten, is there a cost for that?
There is. At the moment, we have the most wonderful supporter who is giving us $20 for every cat or kitten that gets adopted.
Aww.
So the price is down. We're down to $60.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, if you come to the shelter and you find an older cat that's been there for some time, we do a special. We do a special to get them home.
To get them a home, yeah. Uh-huh. And I've seen pictures, and you have big rooms for all your cats to play But that's, how about volunteers to come in and help you take care of the cats?
This year we've been really lucky. We've had some wonderful people come and help us. And we do have daily volunteers that come and help clean the premises, feed and water the cats and kittens. There's always socializing to be done. You know, the kittens, even when they come in, you know, you think they're not automatically human friendly.
Right. Okay.
Even the ones with their mother, you know, because the mothers are very protective.
Right.
So until you start handling the little ones, then they get used to you, and then they become the sweet little kittens that we all love.
Now, when I think of Kittyland, I haven't been out there, but Anne, I always get this thoughts of this gigantic yard that's covered with this, with the enclosed, so the cats can't get outside of the facility. How do you keep them in the facility?
We have a building, and then around the building, and also in the new buildings that we're working on, they will have two large patios for the cats, covered, so they do get out, they can get out, they can have fresh air, they can sit in the sun, you know, do all the things that cats like to do that they would do in the backyard if they had a backyard. But this is safe, it keeps them contained and away from any predators. I touch wood when I say this, but we have been very lucky. We don't seem to get those guys up at Kittyland, but we are well fenced. So,
oh, good. Yeah, because there are predators out there that will, the coyotes and whatnot, that will thrive on. And smaller cats, I would think owls and hawks, and if they can get their chance, because they don't know, I don't know if they know if it's a rabbit or what it is, but it just looks like something small enough.
Isn't it?
Right. Yeah, that they can get. So you've been doing such a great job. Very, very rewarding for you. A lot of work, but you are slowly getting your foot in the door. 2017 is here. What are your plans so far this year to have perhaps some upcoming events for Kittyland?
Okay, we have we are in the very first stages of planning something with Loving All Animals, and I'm so excited about that, because Lindy Beegee and Loving All Animals has always been a huge supporter of ours, and we are getting together with their Mary Ewing, their cat person.
Oh, great.
And the two of us are going to put on an event specifically for cats, because they're all for dogs.
Yeah, you know? I know. There you go. Yeah. That's good. And again, folks, remember, Kittyland, they can use your help, whether it's a dollar a month, a week, or more, or you want to volunteer. Certainly they need any kind of help that they can get. Or if you know someone that's looking for a cat or a kitten, there are a few little kittens right now, you want to give Kittyland a call, or go to the website at kittylandrescue.org, or you can call the office at 760-251-2700. That's 251-2700. And when are you open for people to come in and look?
We are open from 8 until 2 now, I think. Yes, we have somebody there now till 2, except for Sundays, which is, we are open, but it's close to the public.
Right. Yeah. You need a break.
It is.
You
need a break for the guys.
Yeah. Do you live on property, Anne?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I would love to. I love it up there, but no, I don't. My husband thinks I do.
Yeah, well, but I would think at night, because cats a lot are nocturnal in so many ways. Can you imagine what goes on in that movie? It makes me think of the movie, what the movie that was just out about the animals. What was it? Yeah, what do the cats do at night when they don't think anyone is watching? They really have a ball. They have the music up and having all this good time. What's the name of that?
Secret Life of Pets.
Secret.
I watched it the other day with the kids.
Secret Life of Pets.
That's really right. Funny. The Secret Life of Pets.
It was good. Yeah, I bet it was a great movie. And it makes me think of what are those cats doing?
We have
up there?
One neighbor, you know, one neighbor, very nice guy who lives close to us, and he tells me he can hear them at night.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Anne, thanks so much for stopping by today. Certainly come on in when you have your events, you know, set up with Lindy. Tell
right.
Lindy she's more than welcome. You guys can come in, tell us about it. And
Francoise, if you would tell your viewers, your
listeners. That's all right.
To clock into our Facebook, because every day we have some item of news, and that is okay. Where we tell everybody what is going on.
Oh, perfect. So, and your Facebook page is
Kiddyland Cat and Kitten Rescue.
There you go. Kiddyland Kitten Rescue. I better make sure that I'm on it. So make sure you go to their Facebook site, folks. And I'm sure there's a link on your website to your Facebook
yes,
page.
There is.
Which is kiddylandrescue.org. All right, Anne, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us. Really
you
appreciate
very
it.
Much.
It's a good year. 2017 is going to be a good year.
I think it
I
is.
Can feel it. All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some more local news, the events that's going on free and that you have to pay for right here on Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Well, it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. Country Club is located in the Bristol Farms Shopping Center, and Jeannie does all my stuff for me, even alterations, and I'm one of those press-only people. So give her a call at 760-341-2129. And remember, all the information I talk about on the show will be posted on the website, and even stuff we don't even get to. Plus the contest page, which changes weekly in contests. In fact, speaking of, we gave away that Seacrest Oceanfront Hotel stay yesterday on KSQ. That was an overnight stay out in Pismo Beach. But there's always something new. I'm going to be changing all the prizes this weekend. So definitely you have to visit that website. It changes weekly. All right, Cal David, guitarist, and Lori Bono, they're going to be performing at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 18th at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. It is a free event. General public will be admitted 15 minutes before the event begins. Their library patrons, I guess there are people that already have library cards, they get to go in a little earlier, but that's okay. That general public, again, 15 minutes before the event begins at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 18th. It is free admission. Seating is limited. Also hosting free events, hosting free evening for educators, the Palm Springs Art Museum. They're offering a free evening for educators and their guests to preview current exhibitions, learn about classroom-based programming, as well as the resources available to local school districts in the Coachella Valley. This is a free casual event that happens on January 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at 101 North Museum Drive in Palm Springs. For more information, you can go to their website, psmuseum.org. Also free, a popular art series in its ninth season in Palm Desert. It is the Palm Desert Public Art Documentary Film Series. This popular series' ninth season is free art-themed documentaries begin on January 19th. And it's a screening. The screening coming up is Stealing Clint. I'm not sure if I said that correctly, but it looks like the screenings are at 6 p.m. at the auditorium of the UCR Palm Desert, Frank Sinatra Drive. For more information, you can give the Palm Desert Public Arts Department a call at 760-837-1663. And that is the free screenings. Also, the Palm Springs Art Museum, back to museums, a lot of things going on both sides there. They have free Thursday nights from 4 to 8 p.m. And the Ophelia Project, they are looking for, they are recruiting women interested in becoming volunteer mentors for girls grades 8 through 12. The Ophelia Project conducts its mentoring sessions in 14 schools located within Palm Springs, Desert Sands, and Coachella Valley Unified School Districts. They do a great job, the Ophelia Project. If you would like more information on this, I would say give them a call at 760-776-1600. I will put this on the website, but again, they're going to give you an orientation, but this is a mentor, volunteer mentor project there for the Ophelia Project. Mentors are needed. Whew, did I say that correctly? So again, the Ophelia Project, they do a very good job here. So I will have that on the website. Also, the Chinese Lion Dancers kick off the new year at Sunnylands Free Family Fun Day. And this is January 22nd at the Sunnylands Center and Gardens. From 9:30 a.m. to 2, families are invited to take part in various activities, including decorating paper lanterns for the new year. Sunnylands is, of course, located on Bob Hope. And they do a great job there. Their center is beautiful, that Sunnyland Center and Gardens. If you haven't been, now is the time to go. It is just gorgeous over there. Really, really nice. Parking is limited, though. So if you can go with some friends and stuff, it's a little bit better. Because I don't know why they've made this beautiful center that's free to the public. And they have a little cafe there. And it's just, again, gorgeous. But yet, limited parking. I never have quite understood that one. But what do I know? All right. Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. And speaking of, I just got Traveling with Francois t-shirts and new hats from Desert Arc. And we'll be giving some of those away on the bus trip to Quartzsite. But they did a great job. I posted a picture of the hats and the t-shirt on Facebook. I've couple Facebook pages, one for myself, one for Traveling with Francois, and one for the golf show. So check it out, because the Desert Arc, they did really good job. Crystal and Javier, they're now the owners, and they have a couple week turnaround time. Again, they do a very good job over there at Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. Call them today, 760-343-7333. In the next hour of the show, not that I'm signing off, I'm just going to remind you, because we don't really have time to do it right now, I do have some passes for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway and the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. And that number that you'll need to call is 760-440-8255. Now, for things that you do have to pay some money to get in, the polo is happening at the Empire Polo Club. Now, today, for some reason, they probably have a private event going on. There is no polo. General admission, though, is free, except there's a $20 parking fee. So you don't have to pay to watch the polo. But a lot of people come in, the tailgaters, they just put out their blankets and they have food and all sorts of fun stuff and spend the afternoon watching polo. They have a couple sessions. They're at noon and 2 are when the sessions happen each week. But again, today, no polo, but they resume next week. Let's see. Desart performs at Clybourne Park Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., matinee Sunday and Saturdays. The Pearl McManus Theater, located at the historic Palm Springs Women Club, they have tickets, individual shows going on there. For more information, I would just go to the website, desartperforms.org, and that will be on Traveling with Francois. Okay, Rita Marino will be speaking at the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series on January 17th. Individual tickets are $60 individual. I would think this might be sold out, but you would probably just want to check. Doors open at 6 p.m., and this is the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series. And you can call City Hall in Rancho Mirage for more information. Also, we have the Big Hearts for Little Hearts Desert Guild cooking demonstrations happening. Again, I will get all this on the website. Loretta Swift, she will be over for the CVEP's first Luminary Luncheon, and that will happen January 18th at noon at Agua Caliente Casino Resort. Tickets for that are $45 per person, and you can go to the CVEP website, which is cverep.org. We talked about the Angel View Luncheon coming up. Here's something else. On Thursday, the Postmodern Jukebox Benefit Concert, with all proceeds benefiting Palm Springs Unified School District Arts Education Program. There are lots of stuff going on here in the Coachella Valley. I don't want anybody to say to me, I don't know what to do. I don't. What's going on, Francoise? If anything drives me crazy, Sean, it's when someone walks up to me and says, "I'm bored." Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't call it. I feel like I lead a boring life, but I don't feel like I'm ever bored.
Well, yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, it's all in. There's always something to do, and that's how I started the show. Always something to do.
Always. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. You can even just go to the park and hang around and people watch. That'll keep you entertained.
Which is awesome. I love people watching.
There you go. That'll keep you, or the mall, or just downtown Palm Springs. Uh-huh. All right, folks, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we are going to visit the Latigo Dude Ranch in Kremlin, Colorado. We're going to talk about some travel, give some stuff away. So stick around. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200.